চাইছেন
Gracias.
Ananta.
Ananta.
Oh, unlimited one.
Oh, unlimited one.
Speak to.
Speak to.
Father.
Father.
Vada.
Vadas.
Killing.
Killing.
Money.
Money.
I consider.
I consider.
Svabhriksha.
Svabhriksha.
Your Hanalite servants. Rishi Vakyam.
Rishi Vakyam.
Words of Narada.
Words of Narada.
Ritam.
Ritam.
True.
True.
Vidatam.
Vidatam.
To prove.
To prove.
Khadgam.
Khadgam.
Sword.
Sword.
Pragrahya. Taking in hand.
Taking in hand.
Yat.
Yat.
Since.
Since.
Avokshat.
Avokshat.
My father said.
My father said.
Asadajitsu.
Asadajitsu.
Desire to act impiously.
Desire to act impiously.
Twam.
Twam.
You.
You.
Ishvara.
Ishvara.
Any supreme controller.
Any supreme controller.
Matapara.
Matapara.
Other than me.
Other than me.
Avatu.
Avatu.
Let him say.
Let him say.
Come.
Come.
Your head.
Right.
Harami.
Harami.
I shall now separate.
I shall now separate.
Translation, my Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you killed my father Hiranyakasipu and saved me from his sword. He has said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from the body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. Purport in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu namivesha sinapriya eva janita mam bhaktya mahite keshu chapyaham. The Supreme Personality of God is undoubtedly equal to everyone. He has no friend or no enemy, and as one desires benefits from the Lord is very pleased to award them. The lower and higher positions of different living entities are due to their desires. For the Lord, the equal to all fulfills everyone's desires. Killing of Hiranyakasipu and saving of Prahlad Maharaj also strictly follow this law of supreme controller's activities. When Prahlad's mother, Hiranyakasipu's wife, Kayadu, was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemies. And Narada Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. Thus, when Hiranyakasipu was going to kill Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord saved Prahlad to fulfill his promise. In Bhagavad Gita, Kaupya Pujitanihi Name Bhakta Pranasyati, and to prove true the words of Narada, the Lord can fulfill many purposes through one action. Thus, the killing of Hiranyakasipu and saving of Prahlad were enacted simultaneously to prove the truthfulness of the Lord's devotee and the fidelity of the Lord himself, his own purpose. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desires of his devotees, otherwise, he has nothing to do. As confirmed in the Vedic language, Tasya Karyam Karanam Chavijate, the Lord is not given personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. The Lord has multifarious energies through which everything is done. Thus, when a person does something, it is only to satisfy his devotees. The Lord is known as Bhaktavatsala because he very much favors his devoted servant. Translation, O my Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you have killed my father Hiranyakasipu and saved him from his sword. He had very angrily said, if there is any supreme control over me that will save you, I shall not sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. So, this is from the story of Hiranyakasipu and Prahlad and the appearance of Narasimhadeva. So, in this verse, Prahlad speaks to Narasimhadeva after he has killed Hiranyakasipu. And here he explains the reason for the killing of Hiranyakasipu. And here he says, to fulfill the words of your devotee or the sage, Rishi Vakyam, who was your servant. So because Narada Muni had promised Prahlad's mother that he would not be killed by his enemies, therefore the Lord came. But, of course, the direct reason is not that. The direct reason is because of Prahlad. So because Prahlad is a devotee of the Lord, the devotee does not request, in many cases, that the Lord save him. In fact, many times Prahlad was threatened by his father. At one time he tried to throw him off a cliff. So he threw him off the cliff. So Prahlad simply thought of the Lord. He didn't even say, save me. He just thought of the Lord. He was thinking of the Lord all the time. And the Lord protected him. So Prahlad was not even demanding to be saved from his father. So he didn't make any requests. Finally, the Lord did appear. So why did he appear? Ranikasipu was threatening to kill Prahlad. So this time he actually appeared in the form of Narasimhadev and he killed Ranikasipu. So, of course, one direct reason was that Ranikasipu challenged the Lord. He says, if the Lord isn't his killer, let him show himself. So he made a direct challenge to the Lord. So that, of course, is one reason why the Lord would appear and to defeat the challenge of Ranikasipu. But the other purpose, of course, is that when his devotee is in danger, the Lord will make arrangements for him. So sometimes he saves him, as he did when he was thrown off the cliff or attacked by the Rakshasas or whatever. So the Lord saved him, but he didn't appear visibly. In this particular case, he saved him, and he also appeared visibly, and simultaneously he killed Ranikasipu. So, why did he have to do this now? So this, of course, is also related to some other reasons. One, of course, is that Ranikasipu was one of the Parijai and Vijay, and therefore he was to be killed by the Lord three times. So therefore the Lord would come to kill him. So ultimately the Lord had to kill Ranikasipu one day or the other. So this was a good chance for him to kill him. The other is, of course, to please his devotee. Prahlad was a very great devotee of the Supreme Lord, and he was always fixed in that, and even his father and others tried to persuade him not to worship the Lord. He continued that worship, and he always glorified the Lord. So, because of the devotion of the Lord, the Lord has an obligation to that devotee. So the Lord is called Bhaktavatsala, or very affectionate to the devotee. And ultimately, he is controlled by the devotees. So, though the devotee may not request, the Lord, you have to appear to me or you have to save me, nevertheless, the Lord is obliged to the devotees. And at a certain point, he will make his appearance. Undergoing so many hardships, due to his father's persecution, finally the Lord decided he would appear. But he would appear in a more remarkable way than ever. This is the nature of the Lord, to give surprises. So we call it Bhuta Sima, very astonishing form. So he took this very astonishing form to please his devotee. Simultaneously, he took this form to counter the benediction that Brahma had given to Ranikasipu. So therefore he appeared in this remarkable form that was not a beast, and was not a human, was not a devata. He was a combination of human and animal in form. So in this way he countered the benediction given by Brahma to Ranikasipu. Why? To show that the Lord is more clever than Ranikasipu. And also, of course, to relieve Brahma of any fault. So Brahma would not be blamed for Ranikasipu's powers or whatever. He came and he killed him. So Many purposes were fulfilled by the appearance of Narasimhadeva, but the main purpose is his affection for his devotee. And that is made clear here after the killing of Hiranyakasipu. The Lord showed anger, very great anger, and the anger would not subside. So what was the anger? The anger was the anger against the demons, against Hiranyakasipu and his followers. Why? Not because he was attacking the Lord, but because he attacked his devotee. So the Lord is very thrilled to fight with demons because it's not a problem for him. Very easy to kill them. But he was angry because Hiranyakasipu was afflicting his devotee for long, and he threatened to kill him so many times. This last time he was going to kill him also. So the Lord is very angry with those who try to harass the devotees. In this case, his anger was uncontrollable. The Devatas could not appease him, and Lakshmi could not appease him. Such was his anger. So then they had the idea, oh, we'll bring Prahlad. When Prahlad came, then the anger of Narasimhadeva disappeared completely. So his anger was at Hiranyakasipu for harassing his devotee, and when he saw Prahlad, then immediately his affection for his devotee manifested more than his anger at the demon who harassed his devotee. So immediately his anger disappeared because of his great affection for his devotee. So the original cause of his anger was his affection for Prahlad. And when Prahlad appeared, then that affection replaced his anger at Hiranyakasipu. So this illustrates or demonstrates his the Supreme Lord's affection for Prahlad. So, as the scriptures say, the Lord is equal to everyone, but he is particularly attracted to his devotees, and he becomes very affectionate to his devotees. So this is one example of that, where he was so attracted to Prahlad that he took this particular form and he killed Hiranyakasipu. And when he saw Prahlad, then his anger completely disappeared. So in other words, he was under the control of his devotee. Lakshmi and Brahma and Shiva and the others could not pacify the anger of Hiranyakasipu, of Narasimha. But when Prahlad appeared immediately, the Lord was under control. So in this way, the devotee is able to control the devotee. So the Lord appeared because of Prahlad. But here Prahlad is saying, oh, you appeared because of Narada Muni. To make his promise true, you have appeared. Of course, it's also true. But this, of course, is set out of humility. So the real reason he appeared is not because of Narada Muni, but because of Prahlad. He was the direct reason for this. So in this way, the Lord is glorified as being Bhakta Vatsala. So of all the incarnations, of course, all of them are Bhakta Vatsala. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am attracted to my devotee and drawn equal to everyone. So that's a general proposition. All the forms of God are like that. They're attracted to the devotees. But the different forms of the Lord manifest different amounts of qualities. So we have these forms like Omini Avatar, Rishabhadev, Dandantari, and Vyasadev, etc. They do not manifest all the qualities. They don't manifest particular qualities for teaching or whatever. So Dattatreya teaches Jnana, and Vyasadev writes scriptures, so they show some powers. Other forms will show more powers, so we get forms like Matsya Avatar, saving the Vedas, or Vraha lifting up the earth, or Vamana expanding himself over the whole universe. So they show more powers. And then Rupa Goswami says that Narasimhadeva, Rama, and Krishna are considered Purna Avatar. So they show significantly more powers than all the others. And of course, of all them, Krishna shows the most power. So whatever Narasimha or Rama can do, Krishna can also do. But he does more. And whatever Narasimha does, then of course, is more than the others do, and the other forms of the Supreme Lord. So, Narasimha is in a special position of showing more powers of the Supreme Lord than a lot of the other forms. So that of course is manifested, one, by his great display of form, where he displayed 1,000 form arms, etc., fought all of the demons, and killed Haranyaka, Sipu, etc. So he shows great strength and anger, and virya, etc. But that is only one aspect. The other aspect is his manifestation of his affection for his devotee. So he shows great affection for Prahlad. So not only shows anger, he also shows a great affection for his devotee, Prahlad. So this manifestation of affection is much more than the other forms show. And so therefore he's put in a special position. So the form of Narasimhadeva, of course, is quite suitable to his purpose. He is, of course, a lion is considered very ferocious because it will attack the elephant, which is a huge animal, and kill it, whatever. So in this way, the Lord takes the lion form, or part lion form, and he's able to conquer over Haranyakasipu and also show a very ferocious nature in relation to the demons. So that is quite suitable. When the Lord fights demons, then he will take on a very different nature from associating with devotees. So things like anger will manifest. So originally we see in the spiritual world, the Lord was thinking, I should display my prowess. And then Jayavijaya thought, oh, the Lord cannot really show his prowess in fighting with normal demons. We should become big demons and fight the Lord. Then they'll really have good opportunity to show his prowess. Therefore the Lord came in the material world and fought giant Vijaya as Haranyakasipu and Haranyaksha, and he could manifest his prowess, which manifests as Virya Rasa. And then we have Rauda Rasa, Anger Rasa. So these manifest in relation to his devotee playing the role of a demon. So this way the Lord showed some rasa, special rasa. But these rasas are actually manifest in the spiritual world in a different way. There's roda rasa in the spiritual world, but it's not actually directed against demons. So how is it manifested in the spiritual world? Sometimes anger is manifested in the spiritual world. Krishna becomes angry by the Yasoda for taking the milk off the fire and putting him down. So that's a roda rasa with devotees. Or Radharani becomes angry at Krishna for some reason. That's a roda rasa. So it is not real roda in the sense of angry at demons in that way. So it's not really inimical. It's very, very secondary. So here, when the Lord manifests against the demons, this is not the primary roda rasa, but a reflection of that in relation to demons. But we should not think that the Lord becomes contaminated by this. He's still spiritual. So it is said, when the Lord kills demons like Salva or others, he actually is not really angry at all. He is in great pleasure. So sometimes he says, Lilaya, in a very easy way, very playful manner. He fought with the demon and then he killed him. So he's not in any way affected by the demon. He doesn't have to show anger or anything. But as a part of rasa, he may show aspects of challenge and heroism, which are aspects of virya rasa. So in fighting, sometimes the fighting becomes very intense. So we see that in the case of Hiranyakasipu and Narasimhadev. They fought very intensely. Of course, the Lord could have killed them immediately, and that was it. Because he can do that. But he wanted to express this rasa of intense fighting and very rasa. So therefore, he was playing with a mouse, like the hawk will take the mouse and play with it a while, like Garuda will play with the snake or whatever, like this. So he let Hiranyakasipu free, that he would make him attack again, and then he would fight him again. So this is all part of his display of virya-rasa. The real virya-rasa, of course, is in the spiritual world, where the Lord will fight with devotees. So he'll fight with the cowherd boys. So they display virya-rasa as cowherd boys in the spiritual world. And there again is virya-rasa. That is the actual virya-rasa in the spiritual world. But this is a reflection when we have the demons. Slightly different, but nevertheless, the Lord can show very great intensity. So that was the desire of Jai and Vijay. Let the Lord have intense rasa, so we'll become demons fight with the Lord. Then he won't have this opportunity for intense very rasa. So this is another reason for this whole pastime. So in any case, as the man lion form, the Lord shows great capacity. So he has this capacity for fighting as a lion and capacity for anger. But then the other side of the Lord is that he's very, very affectionate towards the devotees. Just as the mother lion can attack the elephant, but also she's very affectionate towards her cubs. So she has two natures, like this, very, very different natures. So similarly, Narasimhadev was very angry with Hiranyakasipu, but then when he saw Prahlad, he was very, very affectionate, and all of his anger disappeared. So in this way, the Lord is full of all qualities, and they may look contradictory, but actually they're not. They're all ultimately directed towards his devotee with affection. So in relation to his devotee, then Narasimhadev showed not only affection, but compassion, kindness, consideration, all sorts of qualities manifest in relation with his devotee. So we have a list of the qualities of Krishna. He has 64 qualities. So in different situations, different qualities will manifest. Some qualities will manifest when he is in a favorable relationship with his devotees. Other will may manifest when he's a little bit negative towards them for some reason in past times. So in this particular instance, we got some of the qualities of Narasimhadev manifesting in relation with Prahlad. So anyway, he is considered to be, Narasimhadev is considered to be the Purna Avatar. More than the other forms, he manifests qualities in greater strength. And therefore, he's quite famous and celebrated. They show more qualities than the others. All the avatars are perfect, of course. But in their particular form, they don't manifest them. Vyasadeva does not kill demons. He does not manifest things, powers like that. Because his purpose is to write scriptures. Dattatreya or Hamsa, they teach jnana, so they don't manifest killing demons or things like that also. Kapiladev, he teaches, so he doesn't kill any demons or anything like that. So he doesn't show all powers. Well, as I said, Narasimhadev shows more, and Rama shows more than the others. But of course, Varaha also is quite significant. He's next in line in terms of powers. Matsya and Kurma and Varaha are next in line.
Kurma gives benediction to communication to the Vasik. Aware that any kind of punishment I may give, the Lord can take care. He has no condition in the law.
I suppose it doesn't really mention directly, but obviously Brahma also is very intelligent, so he understands that these benedictions can always be counteracted by the Lord. He's more clever anyway, so he can always do something to counteract everything.
But Ramana was always thinking and praying, where he was worshipping the form of Lord Narasimha before appearance.
It appears Vishnu form. He was thinking of Vishnu. Everyone was surprised when they saw this form on our cemetery. Parsaram. Yeah. So he's actually Shaktivedanta avatar. Huh? So he shows anger against the demons again. Huh? Just as Narasimhadev shows anger against the demons. That doesn't mean he's always angry. He's always peaceful also. Huh? He sits in the, where is he now? Himalayas or somewhere? He's sitting somewhere. So he's not always angry, but against the demons he will show anger.
Not only the avatars of the Lord, but even every creation of the Lord has a purpose. Every creation of the Lord has a purpose.
What creation?
Whatever is created by the Lord. The entire universe, the sea world.
Yeah, but the purpose of the material world is for the enjoyment of the jiva. For bondage.
Prahlad never sought protection of the Lord. But devotees also seek protection. So is it inferior to seeking not seeking protection?
Well, ultimately it's higher to simply worship the Lord without asking.
In terms of anger, Maharaj, even amongst devotees there is anger between devotees sometimes comes in the service of the Lord. So the Lord is not pleased when the devotees are get angry.
Well, if they show actual anger, it's like showing anger to the Lord. So if you become angry with the Lord, of course it could be in the spiritual world where Radharani becomes angry at Krishna for some reason, but in the material world generally it's not like that. So when you're showing anger to devotees or whatever, or to the Lord, then that'll be a parad. In the material world, yeah. It is anartha. Bhakti.
Again, worshipping Krishna and worshipping Narasimha, the rules and regulations are much higher than worshipping Krishna. Worshipping Narasimhadev, the rules are much more higher than worshipping Krishna.
Not particularly. In one sense, all the forms of the Lord are the Lord, so we should respect them all. But then we have cases like or Chaitanya or Jagannath. So those rules are a little more relaxed because Jagannath was worshipped by the Savaras. So he didn't care for the rules so much, he cared for the devotion. So they didn't have to follow rules so much there. And in the case of Lord Chaitanya also, he's very merciful to the people of Kali Yuga, so he doesn't, you know, not so... doesn't give so much regard for the rules also.
Yeah.